Welcome to Fantasy Fishing Edge, podcast about all things fantasy fishing and bass fishing in general. I'm Rich Lindgren, aka Hellebass. Find me at Hellebass on all popular social platforms and YouTube. This podcast is simulcast on YouTube as well, so if you prefer to watch the video version, search Fantasy Fishing Edge or Hellebass on YouTube to subscribe. There are also links to all these social media platforms and YouTube in the podcast descriptions. Enjoy the episode. Hey guys, Fantasy Fishing again this week. We are here to break down Lake Fork, which should be an amazing, amazing event to watch. I think there's going to be a ton of big fish caught. Going to be 100-pound bags for several people, I believe. And a new fantasy mode this week through Bassmaster called Drain the Lake. Another new game. We're going to break that down as well. So whether you play Fantasy Fishing or not, tune in. You're going to learn some cool nuggets about following this event for the Bassmaster Fantasy Elite Series, as well as the new game mode, Drain the Lake, that you might want to jump in on if you're not having a great fantasy fishing season. Like mine's been a little mediocre, but we're hoping to turn that things around. Hackney's kind of let us down twice, so we're going to go a little more loosey-goosey, a little more from the gut, shoot from the hip, and see if that works out this week for Lake Fork. Congrats to Wiggle Fork, M. Cox, for winning the Lake Fork event. You should be hearing from me or somebody soon about your prizes. Good job. Special kudos to Poot04. He's leading our Beat Hellebass group after four events. You can still join. Password is Jig for Pigs. Links in the description on how to find that. One of the largest private groups in all of fantasy fishing. Thank you for all of my community that have joined and have played along. But let's face it, beating Hellebass hasn't been that tough this year, and I'm hopefully going to make it a little tougher on you going forward. And don't worry if you're not a winner. Remember, you can still go to Omnia Fishing using my code HellebassSpring15. Save 50% on your order, and everybody in the group's a winner that way. All right, let's talk about what to expect at Lake Fork. I think we're going to see fish in all phases of the spawn, but I think it's going to be a largely spawn event. From my reports that I'm watching as the recording of this video, is the fish are just starting to pull up in some of the creeks early. So going into next week when the fantasy event actually happens, I think we're going to see a lot of fish on beds. But there will be some post-spawn fish. There will be some pre-spawn fish. Guys will do what they want, but I think overall it's going to be a very shallow dominated event. On top of that, expect some threadfin and gizzard shad spawns. So I think this will shape up a little bit like the event that Brandon Cobb won, but even more shallow fish, even more spawn fish than that. This event is taken about 2 weeks earlier, plus we had that big winter storm, probably knocked them back a little bit. So I would say at least 2-3 weeks earlier along in their progression than they were 2 years ago in 2019 when Brandon Cobb won here. All that being said, I think this is going to be a great event. I think Lake Fork is about to explode. We're going to see huge fish, probably several I wouldn't be surprised to see a handful of double-digit fish caught. I definitely think there'll be a handful of anglers over 100 pounds, so set a high tiebreaker weight. Now let's get into those picks and talk about Drain the Lake at the end. Stick around at the end so you can learn about this new mode and how you can win prizes and go fishing with Mark Zona.
Here's a quick look back at the Sabine River, which was very mediocre, and I had a very small incremental gain on the overall leaderboard. Again, Hackney, not so great, and honestly, Chad Morgenthaler let me down, but that's fantasy fishing for you. Let's move on to Lake Fork. As always, I like to start at bucket B, work my way up to the top, the final bucket. This week, a couple interesting picks. I think you can look for anybody you feel is good at bed fishing, could be really good in bucket E this week. I think a real fun pick, somebody that could be good on Lake Fork, would be Daryl Gleason. It'd be fun to see him catch some ocean ponies, him to get on live. That would be a lot of fun, good energy. But I just got a little feeling that Zaldane is actually going to catch him up this week. He's had some good tournaments, I think 2 13th place finishes. So hopefully it's a lucky 13. I would take a 13th finish out of my buckety angler any day. So hopefully things work out for Zaldane. But there's a few other good picks. Anybody that's a good shallow water angler, good around the shad spawn, good around the spawn, could be a really good bucket E value. Bucket D, two anglers looked really good to me. Matt Airy, I feel like he's a pretty good shallow water angler. He's had some success on Lake Fork. I feel like he's starting to fish his way out of his rut. I think he could be a really good pick. He's kind of my dark horse backup pick. But my number one pick, a guy that likes grass, likes big bass, seems to do pretty well in spawning events. He did really well at Hartwell last year in that spawning event. He's done well on the spring events on Lake Fork, top 20 event in 2019. I just got a feeling that the hitman, Jamie Hartman, is about to have a big event. And hopefully it's this week for my team and maybe your team on Lake Fork. For Bucket C, it was all I could do to not pick Keith Combs. I picked him every time on Lake Fork. He's done pretty well. He's done amazing here, but it's usually when he can get on a deep bite. I don't know if that deep bite's going to be there. It might not have progressed to that point yet, but if anybody's going to find it, it's going to be Keith Combs. So I'm doing all of you players a favor because I am not going to pick the overwhelming favorite. So that means you guys can safely pick the overwhelming favorite and probably have a fantastic fantasy event, and I won't be jinxing them this week. But instead, I'm going with Luke Palmer. Luke Palmer, low-key, has been catching them for a while now. Even though he's in bucket C, he's had a couple bad events, but overall he's been catching them pretty good. And I think Lake Fork, with him being an Oklahoma angler, really sets up for the way he likes to shallow power fish. He's a really good angler. I think he's going to have a great event. I think he's really under the radar at less than 1% ownership. I think he's a great value. So if you're looking for somebody sneaky, a good solid pick, I think Luke Palmer is going to be awesome this week on Lake Fork. Bucket B, it's hard to overlook Brandon Cobb from the last time when he won here in 2019. Honestly, not a bad pick. I could see him doing really well here. I think a guy that could really be strong here is Scott Martin. He has caught him spawning from Florida all the way up to Lake Champlain. He's really good when they're shallow. He's really good at sight fishing. I expect Scott Martin to have a really big event, and I think he's a good pick. I'm going with Blaylock. Stetson Blaylock has been really strong on many times of the year. He's usually a bucket A angler. He's in bucket B. He almost beat Brandon Cobb on his home waters on Hartwell in a full-on spawning event, and the next week went out on Winyah Bay and won there. So this is prime time for Stetson Blaylock. I look for him to have a big tournament. He's flying under the radar, I think, at 11% or so, and I think he's a really good pick. There's a ton of good picks here. Ray Hanselman, a few other guys, Tyler Rivette. I think there's a lot of good options in this bucket. Bucket B, there's full of talent, but those are the picks I'm looking at the most. Bucket A, again, I'm going to resist the temptation to go with the huge majority. I'm not going to take Lee Livesay, even though he's a hometown guy. He used to guide on the lake for years. But I think because it's springtime, because I think it's a spawn, I think that he loses some of his advantage. When the fish are up shallow and there's 10-pounders on beds, I think some of that local knowledge goes out the window. I think Patrick Walters could be a really good pick, even though he won here last fall. I don't know it's going to set up the same way, but I think Patrick Walters is really good in the spring, so I wouldn't sleep on him at all. Obviously, Brock Mosley's super hot. I don't think he's under anybody's radar anymore with back-to-back second-place finishes. And I think he's got four top 10s in his last five Elite Series events. That is stout. So Brock Mosley could be a really strong pick. But ultimately, I'm looking at this. Aluminum Boats have won the last three events. Gussie, Lowen, Christie. Why not another Aluminum Boat? Who loves to fish shallow? Who loves to fish for big bass? Who likes to sight fish? Who's got rid of his cornrows? I think all signs point towards John Cox hosting a blue trophy over his head this week at Lake Fork in Texas in a big way. So that's my picks. Hope you guys enjoy it. I think I'm looking at over 118 pounds, maybe 120 pounds. I think this is going to be a complete smash fest. And I think weights are going to be well over 100 pounds. I think we'll at least see four or five anglers with over 100 pounds. In case you missed it, now there's a new game mode called Bassmaster Mercury Drain the Lake Challenge. Let's take a look at that right now. Basically, you pick eight anglers for every single event. There's six events left, so that means you need 48 anglers over the next six events. Now, you only need to pick Lake Fork this week, but once you pick your eight anglers for Lake Fork, then they're gone. You can't use them on Champlain. You can't use them at the Classic. You can't use them at Neely Henry, etc. So every time you pick your eight anglers, those are less eight less anglers you can pick for the next event. So you might want to plan it out. I've definitely done a little strategizing. I've kind of got my rosters penciled in for the last six events. I'm only going to give you the Lake Fork events today, but I encourage you to kind of look out in the future and think about who would you want to save. Sure, Seth Fighter is super hot right now, fishing great, top 10s left and right. Do I want to use him on Lake Fork, or do I want to save him for Champlain or the St. Lawrence Seaway, right? So think about those kind of things when you make your pick. So here are my picks. Jason Christie, Keith Combs, John Cruz, Daryl Gleason, Ray Hanselman, Lee Livesay, Luke Palmer, and John Cox. So you'll see some of these guys are people that are on my main roster and some aren't. These are guys that I think are just, you know, local anglers, lots of good options, but also guys that I think could be sneaky good here that I may not want to use later in the year. So that's why I got some Texas guys, some shallow guys, some sight fishing guys, kind of really spreading out. So really I'm trying to get the eight very best anglers I can on Lake Fork without burning them for the future and then doing that every week. So that's Mercury's Bassmaster Drain the Lake. I hope you understand it. It should be a fun new way. Another element of the videos, another element in games we can follow along and watch on Bassmaster. So I'm super excited. You can win prizes like Fishing with Mark Zona and a few other prizes. We'll talk about that more in the future.
So if you guys want to continue to catch more big bass and suck less, make sure you check out one of these videos coming up right here.
As always, thanks to all of you that hung in till the end of this podcast. This has been another episode of Hellebass Bass Fishing Podcast Experience. Please consider sharing this with any of your bassin' buddies and friends. This is the best way for podcasts to grow is through word of mouth. Also, don't forget to search Hellebass on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or just about anywhere else so that we can connect in more ways. As always, here to help you catch more bass and suck less.